Gooey ducks are known in Chinese culture as elephant trunk clams because of their elongated necks, which can grow to more than 3 feet. Farming of the strange-looking clam with a funny name is an $80 million a year industry in British Columbia and Washington State, where gooey ducks grow wild. Now, Homer Representative Paul Seaton would like to see them grown in communities along the Gulf of Alaska. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
House Bill 60 is Representative Paul Seaton's third attempt to push through legislation allowing for the farming of gooey ducks in coastal communities on the Gulf of Alaska. The very large burrowing clams already grow wild in some parts of southeast Alaska and are farmed for profit in British Columbia and Washington State, where they currently sell for about $15 a pound. Seaton would like to see the same sort of economic boost in Gulf communities.
It's got great potential for private individuals and coastal communities and villages around, I think, the Gulf of Alaska.
Seaton says the impetus of the bill comes from the Aleutic Pride Shellfish Hatchery in Seward, the only facility in Alaska that supplies gooey duck seed. Because of fish and game regulations that prohibit the farming of a species in an area where that species does not already grow wild, potential gooey duck farmers in the Gulf of Alaska were prevented from getting permits, and the hatchery had few buyers for its gooey duck seed. Seaton says it took a lot of convincing, but fish and game officials now approve of his bill.
There's no known diseases. They're in muddy bottoms so that they won't be in the same habitat that would be other clam species that are utilized, such as razor clams. They're on a high-energy beach, or hard-shell clams, which are on a cobble beach. These are in muddy bottoms, and there's no known conflict. We're not taking an animal that doesn't exist within the same, pretty much identical ecosystem except for water temperature. I think everybody has now done enough analysis and research and all that they're pretty confident that this could provide a new economic base for coastal Alaska communities without having much potential for unintended consequences.
It's thought that Gulf of Alaska waters are too cold for gooey ducks to breed, but not too cold for them to survive.
You know, their native range is from Washington up through British Columbia and southeastern. So even though they're not going to be a breeding population, that's just fine for a farmer. And so we shouldn't have any material conflicts between a wild stock that doesn't exist and a farm product.
The bill would open gooey duck farming only in Gulf of Alaska communities and only in subtidal areas.
We wanted to make sure that the bill was going to avoid any possible conflicts with subsistence use, or where people go sport harvesting of clams and where they land their boats and all that kind of stuff, as well as the problem of the further north you go, you can have, you get freezing on the beaches and all. So you avoid that potential of mortality and things as well.
House Bill 60 now heads to the Senate, where Seaton expects hearings to be scheduled in the near future. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.